How do IUL policy owners profit when the market dives? What do they proactively do? Next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times bestselling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people, and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, market downturns are when to look at seizing certain strategies, especially if you own an IUL policy or insurance contract. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I've been a financial strategist and retirement planning specialist now for north of 48 years. And if you've heard me much on the radio or visited my YouTube channel, Three Dimensional Wealth, you'll soon discover my favorite financial vehicle, especially for long-term goals such as retirement or maybe saving for college for your kids and grandkids or working capital for your business or real estate management, whatever. Any goal where you're wanting to accumulate money and have it be liquid, safe, earning predictable rates of return, and of course, I prefer tax-free. And so, bar none, my favorite vehicle to accomplish that is a maximum-funded indexed universal life insurance contract, but it must be structured correctly and funded properly to be deemed what I call a laser fund. LASER is an acronym that I've used for years that stands for Liquid Assets Safely Earning Returns. So we have helped thousands of Americans accumulate their money tax-free and then be able to turn on tax-free income, or they can just access their money, including all their gain tax-free, anytime they want for working capital, for business or real estate opportunities, whatever. But a lot of times people use it for retirement because when it's structured correctly, it knocks the socks off of most traditional IRAs and 401ks that are then taxed during retirement. And people thought they were going to be in a lower tax bracket, and they're not. Or even a Roth IRA or 401k, a laser fund has four additional benefits that Roths do not have. And so that's why I've never owned an IRA or 401k, and I never will. I've never owned a Roth IRA or 401k, and I never will, because why would I mess around with those that have all these government strings attached when I can get tax-free accumulation, tax-free access, and be able to put in as much money as I want if I have a banner year? You can't do that with a Roth. And if I put in a bunch of money and I need some money back in 30 days, I can do that without an IRS penalty. You can't do that with a Roth, and on and on and on. So a laser fund is the favorite vehicle, and thousands of people have employed them. And then the financial advisors that I point my students to help them establish one correctly, because it must be established correctly, okay, and then funded properly. And so through the years, many of these people have earned average returns like me. I've averaged about 9.62%. Now, some years I've earned way more than that, 25%, and even March of 2020 to March of 2021, because of the COVID-19 pandemic market downturn, many people were able to lock in gains of 61.33% in one single year. Now, how do they do that? See, a properly trained advisor will help an IUL policy owner rebalance their portfolio at least once a year during an annual review. And so when you establish one of these, you're wanting to maintain liquidity, the ability to access your money when you need it, and have safety, not only of the institution, but safety of principle, so that whenever the market does go down, most decades in American history since the Great Depression, during a 10-year period, you will usually have seven up years compared to three down years. The decade from 2000 to 2010 is called the lost decade because there were five lost years compared to five up years. An indexed universal life without rebalancing actually earned 7.23%. If you understand the rule of 72, $1 million in the year 2000 doubled to $2 million by 2010. Most Americans who had their money in the market, they still were trying to recover $380,000 that their $1 million was down. They only had $620,000 to show for their million at the end of 2010. It took until 2012 to finally get back the million they had 12 years earlier. And many people with max-funded indexed universal life had 2.5 times their money by that 12-year period. Now, why? It's because by rebalancing, you can switch back if we're in a downturn or we're experiencing a recession like 2001 to 2003. Many people just said, oh, I'll just settle for the general account portfolio rate because you don't lose when the market goes down because your money's not at risk in the market. You may not make anything, but you won't lose. But some people say, well, I want to at least make, 3 or 4%. And so they did that in 2002 and 2003 and 2008. And so by doing that strategy, many people were able to earn 10.07% during that worst decade by rebalancing just by going over to the general account portfolio rate. But what I'm talking about here, a savvy advisor, and that's the ones I point my students to. When the market goes down, I teach them that when there's anxiety, there's opportunity. Not only is zero your hero, you will not lose when the market goes down, but that spells opportunity. So generally, many times the savvy financial professionals who utilize indexed universal life will tell their clients, well, you may want to consider doing a 1-year point-to-point with no cap. Now, that's normally not a strategy you would use because the insurance company will subtract 5 percentage points off of whatever gain the market did. But in March of 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic caused the market to drop down about 30%. And so many advisors told their clients, hey, link to a 1-year point-to-point with no cap. And a year later, in March of 2021, the market was up 66.33% minus 5%. They netted 61.33%. My son had a client that had $852,000 in his indexed universal life in March of 2020. A year later, that account was worth $1,387,419. He locked in a gain of $535,000 tax-free because of that opportunity when the market went down. Another consideration is to maybe use a 2-year point-to-point with a 19% cap or maybe a 5-year strategy. That means you're waiting 5 years before you will understand or realize the gain from the increase in the market. But generally, with a 5-year point-to-point, there is no cap. And so you're saying link during a downturn if the market's down 30%, because 5 years later, the chance the market will be substantially higher is very good. And there is no cap. In other words, whatever it goes up to, you will be credited. And so many times, savvy advisors will tell their clients, hey, link to a 2-year with 40% of your money. Or maybe a 5-year with 40% of your money. In fact, if you diversified and put 10% in a 1-year, 40% in a 2-year, 40% in a 5-year, your average return based on actual history would be over 11%. If you allocated 50% of your money in a 2-year point-to-point and 50% in a 5-year point-to-point, the average 20-year history is over 14% returns. And this is tax-free, by the way. One last strategy is multipliers. Now, not all insurance companies offer these, but that just means that if you see the market go down, some people go, okay, the chance the market will go up from this point is pretty great. And so you can actually tell the insurance company, you know what, I'm willing to take a risk of losing maybe 5%. Let's say you have $1 million in there. I'm willing to lose 5% on my million or maybe 7.5%, but I don't want to lose 40% That's why I don't have my money in the market. And so you tell the insurance company to use an additional 5% of your principal to buy upside options. And at the end of the period, they will pay you 2.7 times whatever the S&P did or increased. Or if you gave them 5%, you sort of capped your loss at 5%, they'll pay you double what the S&P does. And we had people actually get credited 158% by using a one-year point-to-point with no cap and using the multiplier.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
How to convert to tax-free income during your retirement. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, I was talking in the previous segment about how to seize opportunities when the market has a downturn or crashes. If you use my favorite financial vehicle, which I call the laser fund, you don't have to worry when the market goes down. In fact, that spells opportunity. And I was talking about three different ways that many savvy advisors that I point my students to have helped their clients when the market takes a downturn earn rates of return of 25%, 61%, even 158% tax-free in just 1 year. Based upon market downturns, because the market goes up and down. I've often described the stock market as like a person with a yo-yo, hopefully walking up some stairs, meaning hopefully the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, the Russell 2000, whatever measurement you're looking at or index, you're hoping that's going to be greater down the road. Well, in this segment, I want to talk about how to convert to tax-free income during your retirement. It's probably one of the favorite topics when I go out and speak and teach. As I've indicated, my favorite financial vehicle to accumulate money tax-free and then be able to turn on tax-free income, even if you live to be 120 years old and not deplete your principal at even 8 to 10% payouts. And then at the end of the day, when you finally pass away, anything left in the account blossoms, increases in value, and transfers income tax-free to your heirs, your spouse, your kids, your grandkids, a church, a charity, whoever you want to leave it to, okay? There's nothing else in the Internal Revenue Code that does what I just said. And this is provided under Section 72E. 7702 and 101A of the Internal Revenue Code. I teach advanced continuing education to CPAs and tax attorneys about these three sections of the code and how to comply with three tax citations that were passed back in the 1980s. And this is what allows you to be able to accumulate, access, and transfer your money tax-free. It's been a sacred tax-free cash cow in the Internal Revenue Code now for more than 108 years. So how do you convert your money? A lot of people, when they would come to me in advance of retiring, and I would recommend you seriously look at repositioning your assets at least 5 years before you retire. And this is where many people would come to me, and they would be way too top heavy in traditional IRAs and 401ks invested in the market. And I would always go, oh my heavens, what are you thinking? Now, what you may have done for your retirement planning is not the same thing you do at retirement. At retirement planning is something totally different than what you did for retirement planning. So a lot of times people don't realize that by deferring in an IRA or 401k, for example, they were just following the herd. Everybody does it. The company sponsors a 401k. And so you just put it in there and you're told, oh, you'll likely be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. And if you're a saver, I can assure you, you will not be in a lower tax bracket. I mean, most people end up killing their tax deductions along the way because, you know, you're paying off your house. You don't have that deduction anymore in retirement. The kids are gone. If they move back in as adults, you can't deduct them anymore as dependents. You're not contributing money to IRAs or 401ks during retirement, so you don't have that deduction. If you were a business owner, you don't have those deductions. And Congress keeps raising taxes because of irresponsible government spending and the printing of money and so forth. So most audiences, when I ask them, come on, how many of you think taxes in the future will likely be lower? Nobody raises their hands. When I say, how many think they're going to be the same, I might get one or two out of 1,000. But when I say, how many of you think taxes in the future will likely be higher? And a sea of hands goes up, and I go, well, why are you continuing to defer and procrastinate to some future perceived unknown advantage, putting it off to pay tax? Why are you doing that? And they sort of get this deer in the headlight look, and they go, golly, yeah, come to think of it, it's been pretty stupid. In fact, you know, their advisors could tell maybe 20 years ago that they were savers and they were going to be in a higher tax bracket. But were they being a good fiduciary by continuing to defer? At the least, they should have recommended you pay the tax in lower rates and convert to a Roth. That's a step in the right direction, but I've never owned a Roth and I never will, because a laser fund has the two benefits of a Roth and four additional benefits Roths will never have. I talk about these benefits a lot on this very show. But let's just talk about how you convert, okay? So the advantage of a max-funded indexed insurance contract, not only do you get great rates of return tax-free, I've averaged 9.62%. For the last 42 years that these have been around, ever since E.F. Hutton first introduced these back in 1980. Now, I call it laser because I want my money liquid, number one. I want it safe. I don't want to lose when the market goes down. I need to get my money out of the market. Wall Street was not built or designed to create predictable income. You should not have your money in the market in mutual funds during retirement. If you ask Wall Street, when's the best time to sell my mutual fund shares or my stocks, they will say never. If you ask an asset manager, show me a predictable income stream, generally they are restricted to only show you at most a 4% payout, because the average person who has money in the market in retirement is only earning 3.49%, according to Dalbar, who studies investor behavior, okay? And so on a million-dollar nest egg, they only want you to pull out 40 grand a year. If that's a tax-deferred IRA or 401k, you're going to have to pay tax on that 40,000. Even in a 25% tax bracket, you're only netting 30,000 or 3%. That's pretty pathetic. And that's not even subtracting the 1% fee on the million. That's another 10 grand. So 3% payout after tax, I can triple that. I've had many, many people using a portfolio of laser funds who have generated 9% payouts, $90,000 a year of tax-free income without depleting principal. Instead of getting only $30,000 out of a million-dollar nest egg, they get $90,000. That's 300% more. And they do that from age 65 all the way to age 120 without depleting principal based on actual history, okay? Whereas the 4% rule, you're slowly depleting your principal because the average return's less than that, 3.5%, okay? And so because taxes will likely be higher in the future, you need to do a strategic rollout. This is not a rollover. A rollover is taking money in 401ks and rolling that over to IRAs, okay? That's going from the frying pan into the fire. You're continuing to defer, and then many times advisors will say, well, if you don't need the money, just keep deferring until you're age 72 and then take out RMDs, required minimum distributions, which I think is the worst advice for most people. I can prove to you mathematically you will be paying taxes through the nose as you continue to defer and string it out during your life expectancy and your spouse's life expectancy, and then leave it behind to your children. Most savvy CPAs will agree the worst place to leave your money when you pass away is in IRAs and 401ks as it passes to your kids. They now have to get that money out and taxed within 10 years. They can't use it for their own IRA and wait until retirement. Did you know that? The government wants their piece of that. And so you do a strategic rollout. This is where you get the money out of those IRAs or 401ks strategically, usually over a five-year period, get the taxes over and done with sooner than later in today's lower rates, and reposition that into tax-free vehicles from that point on. You don't need to live on it. You just want to convert it to tax-free. And then when you need to start turning on the income, every $1 million can generate $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year of tax-free income without depleting the million-dollar nest egg based on actual history. We can't predict that for the future, but it's amazing what you can do.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.